it's with a tremendous amount of a lot of emotions going through my head right now. Obviously, you know, with a voice that's pretty sore and hoarse from the beautiful hakafos today. I think the thought that I'm spending a lot of time with, and I'm sure others are also, is how do we take this with us? We went through an entire Elzman, you know, from the shofar and the slichos and the additional Tehillim. We came to Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Teshuva and the Yom HaKadosh, and we had the Sukkos, and we had the Dalim Minim and Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. How do we take this with us? And this idea that came to me actually the first night Rosh Hashanah while saying Shema, and I want to try to speak it out, shared it in shul with the Chevra, that starting at the beginning, that we know that the Rambam gave over Yud Gimel Ikarim, that there are 13 major principles as to what we believe in. It's the foundation of Yahadus. And the Sefer Ikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, he didn't necessarily disagree with the Rambam, but he condensed the Rambam's 13 principles into three major principles. And what they are, essentially, is that there's the Metzias Hashem. Hashem exists. Hashem is here, is present. There's the second principle that the Ikarim talks about is Schar V'Onish. Hashem has Hashkacha. He's watching over us, and he takes note of what we're doing and rewards and punishes us. And the third principle of the Ikarim is that the Torah is Min HaShemayim. Those are the three. Again, the Metzias Hashem, Schar V'Onish, and Torah Min HaShemayim. Okay, fine. So, puts it together that these three ideas correspond to Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchios is the idea that Hashem is our king. Zichronos, that Hashem has Hashkacha over us. And Shofros is this idea that as we blew the shofar by Matan Torah. There's a remnant to this. These three ideas, it's a pasuk. We find it right now. It's in Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Gimel. The pasuk Chav Beis. It says, Ki Hashem Shofteinu. Right? Hashem is our judge. Hashem Michokeinu. Hashem is our lawgiver. Hashem Malkeinu Hu Yosheni. He's our melech. He's going to save us. Right. This is the remnant to these three ideas. So, I had this thought as I was saying Shema on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, that really these three ideas are contained within Shema. Let's just work this out. It seems so poshut to me. Let's go slow. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's one of the psukim that we say by Malchus, right? That we say it. And then Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. So the first paragraph is the idea of Malchus, that we're whenever we say Shema, we're thinking about Hashem as our Melech. The second paragraph is also pretty poshut. The idea of Schar V'Onish, right? Zichronos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us for all of the things we did correctly, and we'll be held accountable for the things that we did that were not correct. And then the third paragraph, well, why do we say the third paragraph of Shema? So that is to mention Zechios Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? We have to remember that we were in Mitzrayim. So the question is, well, how does that connect to Torah Mesinai? So I was thinking in Parsha Shmos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Gimel reveals himself to Moshe by the Sneh, the Pasuk says in Perek Gimel, Parsha Shmos, Vayomer ki eye imach, I'll be with you, Zelech ha'os ki anochi shlachticha, behotziacha es ha'am b'mitzrayim, ta'avdun es ha'elokim al ha'har hazeh. I want you, the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to serve Hashem al ha'har hazeh, that the Sneh was at Har Sinai. So the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to bring us to Har Sinai, which is Shofros, which is, Torah Min HaShemayim. So therefore, this idea that we say, well, how do I take it with me? How do I hold on to and connect to these moments and this inspiration I had? We have the mitzvah Kriya Shema, which we say two times a day. I heard from, it was about over a year ago, it was at Tisha B'Av, I believe, that Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotskin Shlita was saying over the His Zaydi, that tells Rosh Yeshiva used to daven Aleinu every day from his machzor he used on Rosh Hashanah. That his orus that he had, that's a big madriga. I don't think we're going to take our Rosh Hashanah machzor with us every time we go. But if we think about this idea of Shema, that's a way to connect us to it. And to kind of strengthen this idea, if we go to the chinuch, in mitzvah number 420, mitzvah of saying Shema two times a day, Parshas Veschanan, so the chinuch tells us that's really what Shema is all about. He says, Mishor Shea Mitzvah, Shiratzo Hashem, Lezakos Alma, Sheikabla, Lehim Malchuso, Vihudo, Bechol Yom Valayla. Right? Hashem wants us to accept us, Him as our King, every day and every night, kol yom sheim chaim, as long as we're alive. Ki biyosa adam bal chomer, because we're physical people and we're drawn after physical things. Nifte achir hevle olam, we get drawn after the vanities of this world. So in there, you hear Koheles already in this. Also, we get drawn after our taivas, tzarech al kolponim. Therefore, zikaron tamidi, we need a constant reminder, the malchus shemayim, the shama minachet, to keep us focused and protect us. Al kein, therefore, hayem echasto ilizak, so therefore we have two set times where we remind ourselves of this. Now what am I suggesting? That we're reminding ourselves of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. We're reminding ourselves of the three principles of Yadus that we take us with us. So what's the chinuch say? Achas b'yom, why do we do it in the morning to say Shema? L'ho'il l'chol ma'aseinu shebayom. If we say Shema in the morning, if we connect these ideas, that will guide and mold all of our actions during the day. Again, we're talking about Hashem's, the reality of Mitzias Hashem, Hashem's Hashkocha. These are the themes that we say. Hashem's watching everything we do. Everything's going to be remembered. Lo yisali mimenu davar mikol devarav. Nothing's forgotten. Lo yucha alach bi mimenu achas mikol machshavosav. You can't hide your thoughts. Halo yeh lo mishmar machshavto zois bahudas piv bedavar hazeh kol yom. Oh, it's going to change the way a person conducts their daily affairs. V'elo hodas halayla b'zeh gam kein lemishmar kol halayla. And that's going to be at the kind of like the bookends. If you know, it's if I'm understanding the chinuch is saying that the Shema two times a day is really to begin our day and to end our day with this machshava. So again, it's not, I don't think it's a big chiddush, but I think it's something very tangible, something practical. We can take it with us. We want the inspiration to go with us. We want to bring it into the upcoming winter and have a productive zman and to connect ourselves. So I think simply by focusing on the themes of Shema and realizing again how the first paragraph is Malchus, the second paragraph is Zichronos, the third paragraph is Shofros, two times a day we have the ability on a real, tangible way to take the inspiration of the Yom and the Roim with us throughout our year. Okay, Shkoyach everybody.